This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In Parshas Pinchas, in the last year in the Midbar, Hashem commanded Moshe to count Klal Yisrael again, to know the number of Jews that would be entering Eretz Yisrael and be receiving a chelek ba'aretz. And in the count, only the men are mentioned, because the women did not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. The exception to that was that the Bnei Salafchad are mentioned, because they too received the chelek ba'aretz. Since they did not have any brothers, they inherited their father's chelek ba'aretz. Another woman mentioned is Serach Bas Asher. And Rashi tells us, Lefisha hoysa b'chayim min'okan, because she was still alive, the Pasuk mentions her. On account of her extraordinary longevity, over 250 years old, the Torah mentions her even though women did not get a chelek ba'aretz. Ramban quotes a girsa in Targum Unkelis that says on the pasuk v'shem bas Asher Serach, and the name of Asher's daughter was Serach, says Targum, v'shum bas itas Asher Serach, and the name of Asher's wife's daughter was Serach. Targum is saying Serach was not really Asher's daughter. What happened was Asher married a woman who was previously married and already had a daughter by the name of Serach. So Serach was not Asher's daughter, but rather his wife's daughter from a previous marriage. According to this, says the Ramban, we can understand why Serach, a woman, is mentioned in the count. Because we can say that in Asher's wife's first marriage, they did not have any sons, only Serach. So just like the Bnei Salafchad were listed, because they were only girls, and they inherited a chelek ba'aretz from their father, we can say the same thing about Serach. She did not have any brothers, and therefore inherited a chelek ba'aretz from her father, Asher's wife's first husband. Das Akeinu Mibalei HaTosfos says that according to this girsa and targum, it's very good why the pasuk says v'shem bas Asher Serach, and the name of Asher's daughter was Serach. Why not say ubas Asher Serach, and Asher's daughter was Serach? But according to targum, that she was not really Asher's daughter, the pasuk says v'shem. Only by name, Bas Asher, was Serach Asher's daughter. People called her Asher's daughter because Asher raised her, but she was not actually Asher's daughter. The Ramon Chosh Mishpat says that if one raises a Yisoyma in his house and then writes a shtar for this girl and gives her the title Biti, my daughter, it is not considered a posel shtar, because since he raised her, he can call her Biti, my daughter. Said V'chsam Sofer, the raya to this is from Targum Unkelis, that Serach was called Bas Asher, even though she was not actually Asher's daughter. The very fact that he raised her was enough for the Torah to regard her as Asher's daughter. And therefore, in Ashtar 2, HaMegadel Yisoyma B'Seif Beisai can call this girl Biti. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that after Hashem tells Moshe that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael, Moshe asks Hashem, so who will lead Klal Yisrael? And Hashem responded that it will be Yahushua. V'nosato mehoitcha olav, and you, Moshe, shall place from your splendor on Yahushua. And since Hashem said mehoitcha, from your splendor, Rashi says v'loy kol hoitcha, but not all your splendor. Because p'nei Moshe k'p'nei achamo, Moshe's face was like the sun, but Yahushua was less. P'nei Yahushua kalavono, Yahushua's face was like the moon. The Kli Yoker in Parshas Ba'aloyscha explains the phrase P'nei Moshe k'p'nei achamo, p'nei Yahushua kalavono, based on the episode of Eldad Umeidad saying Nevuah. Yahushua's reaction was, Adoni Moshe kaloyen, Moshe, we must stop them from saying Nevuah. However, Moshe seemed okay with it, and he said, Umiyitein kol am Hashem neviyin, halavai if everyone would be a Navi. A similar idea we find by the creation of the sun and the moon, who were originally both created equal. The sun was okay with that setup, but the moon said, two kings cannot share one crown. We can't both be equal luminaries. So Moshe was like the sun, in that he was okay that there should be, so to speak, competing Nevi'im. But Yeshua was like the moon, who said, Yeshua here too said, Adoni Moshe Kaloyen, there can't be Nevi'im who are competing with you. Says the Kli Yoker, that's what it means, Pnei Moshe k'pnei achamo. Moshe was like the sun, who was comfortable with competition. Pnei Yahushua Kalavono, who said Iefshi Lishnei Melachim Lishtamish Bekeser Echad, and by Eldad Umeidad Yehoshua also said Adoni Moshe Kalai.